Now let's take a look at the survey map in the glass case on the bottom right. Graz is in the eastern section of the map. Towards the west, there was severe glaciation during the last ice age. Large parts of the Alps were covered in a thick sheet of ice. Many animals and plants were driven out of their original areas by the growing ice shields. Wherever they could, they retreated into warmer habitats, known as refuge areas. Species that were not adaptable or prolific enough became extinct. But on the edges of the Eastern Alps, there were also higher peaks that remained free of ice, known as nunataks. Some of the less prolific species were able to escape to these ice-free areas and survive the ice age there. Several organisms survived the ice age on the periphery of the ice sheet. Today's Choralm, Stubalm and Kleinalm are examples of such peripheral areas where many animal and plant species survived. Once the ice age was over, many of the less competitive animals and plants were no longer able to spread. Today, they are still isolated relict species with a very limited dispersal. These isolated relict species can be called endemic, but not all endemits are relict species. Today, the Choralm is home, among others, to the five endemic beetle species shown here. In part, they are to be found in an area measuring just 3 square kilometres. One of these is the carabid beetle, Pterosticus justusi, object number 8.